now to Suzanne in Bethel, New York, listening on 91.9 FM. Suzanne, you are on with Father Vincent Serpa.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. A little less than a month ago, my father had a severe stroke. It's affected our whole family. He's lost most of the function on his right side. And we pray and pray, and I just don't feel like we're being heard. I don't know what to do. It's tearing me up. I feel very alone, and I don't know what else to do.
How old is your father?
Any help you can give me.
How old is your father?
58.
58, okay. And can he communicate at all?
Gestures.
Gestures, huh? Well, you need to recognize if you feel alone, how much more he feels, because there are probably things he wants to say and he can't say them. This is new to him. It's very frustrating to not have full use of your body, you know. And so he's going through a difficult time, much more so than you are. I would suggest the more time you are with him and the more you try to help him feel not alone and loved, and the more you sympathize with him and give him attention, and I would think that that would help him, but it would help you as well, also as a result of doing that, because there is a good side to this. The fact that this experience in your family can draw a lot of love out of the rest of the family if they recognize that this is the case. You know, giving attention to him and not themselves could be a very good thing. I mean, for everybody involved, for him certainly, but for the family as well. Because certainly you haven't lost your father. Your father is there, and he can communicate to some degree. So the more you you are attentive to him, the better he'll feel, and that'd be a good thing, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's the most frustrating to watch him struggle to communicate.
Sure.
And be so frustrated by that. That's the worst.
Is he getting any therapy?
Intensive. Physical therapy, okay. Speech therapy. Yeah.
Be patient, because it takes a while, but these days they can recover quite a bit, depending on the type of stroke and how soon they were able to help him come to his aid. But at any rate, certainly your love for him can heal more than you realize. And so this is an opportunity for your family to grow closer and to become more loving. And if that's the case, then this has been a very good thing. So I'll certainly keep you in my prayers, but I think that just focusing on him will be and the fact that the Lord allowed this to happen. He doesn't do this for any out of anger. He does this because he loves us and he wants to bring love out of us. So try that, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by the good effect it can have on the whole family.
Thank you, Suzanne. We'll certainly keep you and your family in our prayers.